Wonderful. I just want to get straight into it, basically. Your lyrics are absolutely genius, from Trixie to Armitage Shanks to Mork and Mindy. How do you come across these lyrics, and what sort of inspires you to sing as harshly as you do?
Probably just my own makeup as a person, my own personality and how I'm feeling. They're kind of all kind of sincerely orchestrated. You know, the emotion in it is, you know, it's quite honest, I suppose, you know what I mean? So, yeah, you know, that carries them, really, you know what I mean? And that interests me to, if I couldn't do things like that, then I probably wouldn't do it, because it wouldn't then be very interesting at all, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I guess it's, you sort of came out and really just sort of blew a lot of artists sort of out of the water, and just with your rawness and your honesty, I personally absolutely love it. And I think just from living in England and some pretty hard areas, that you know, what you sing about is actually reality. It's not just something you're making up. It's actually really, it's real. It's very real.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And you do these wonderful late night sessions. One of them I really loved was with Aldous Harding.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so she's from Banks Peninsula, where I'm from as well. And it was
really. Oh, is she? Yeah. Okay, yeah. I really like her. She's really nice.
Yeah, she's great. And then one of the ones you did with Bobby Gillespie from Primal Scream.
Yes, yeah.
So does he eat spaghetti every night on toast?
I don't know, actually. I think he might have just done that for show, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
definitely. Yeah, he's... yeah, I think he kind of... He sorry, I do apologise.
That's all right.
Dog's trying to chew whatever she can chew. I think he got a few props out for the night, but, you know, more power to him, you know
great.
What I mean?
Yeah, the helmet was brilliant as well.
Yeah, it was great.
So you do a lot of baking. You gave up alcohol, and which I thought was absolutely amazing. And then you talk about how the professionalism became even stronger, and about how you had to get to know Andrew better, sober. What was that like?
It's like a whole new ball game, isn't it? Getting to know everybody, really. From being, you know, largely pissed all the time and not giving a shit to, you know, somebody that's going to have to start sort of facing up to themselves and trying, you know, doing a lot of internal work. So...
And do you think it's reflecting more better in your work that you're doing, the songs that you're coming, producing, you're bringing out, they're more...
I know, yeah. I think the songs, the content have kind of been the same, but, I don't think being sober has affected it. I just think time affects it, doesn't it? It's like,
sure.
You know, 7 years in, is it as effective as it was when it first started? I'd say no, of course it's not, you know what I mean? But... Yeah. It's definitely more perhaps professional, more slicker, which I ain't got a problem with, you know what I mean? It's
sure.
Like that's cool, you know. So you know, it's it's just one of them, I guess, isn't it?
Yeah, that's great. There's quite a few artists in New Zealand, Delaney, and who don't drink as well, and it seems to be becoming quite more prolific than actually being the rock and roll drunk and taking cocaine or acid before they jump on stage and all that kind of stuff. So it's quite interesting. You're baking.
Yeah.
Talk about baking. What do you love baking?
Oh, right.
You're very good at it.
Yeah. It's a laugh. That's just a laugh, you know. It's kind of like... just doing things just for a laugh.
Yeah, nice.
Just to try and, you know, and it all came out of lockdown, really, doing nothing and, you know, because it's quite intense, do you know what I mean?
Sure.
So just anything just to take the piss, really. So, if it works, if it makes us laugh, then it's definitely of interest, you know what I mean?
It's great. So was the Power Station in Auckland your last gig? Because I was up there for that. And then was that the last gig? Because you kind of flew out, maybe sort of flew out just when COVID sort of all kicked off.
Yeah, well, that was the first gig we did. That was the only one we did in your country. And then we went over to Australia and we did about 6 days there, and then we just flew back. The day we flew back is the day that the COVID restrictions came into play. So we did it by the skin of our teeth, really.
Sure. Yeah. No. That was really good. So what did you do during COVID apart from do loads of baking? And what else did you enjoy doing?
Not a lot, really. Trying to keep fit. Trying to keep sane. Trying to think about what's the next step, and hoping, you know, gigs come back sooner rather than later, you know what I mean?
Yeah. You also talk about the Hammersmith Apollo, which is an amazing venue, and your struggles with it, you and Andrew struggled with it, with the cool people, and not being part of the cool people and being shunned by the cool people. And how does that all sort of relate to where you are now and where you're going with music and you know, just sort of where if you sing now compared
how
to...
How does that relate to what, sorry?
How does that relate to you know, how you sort of where you're playing now? You're playing at, you know, some pretty big places, and you sort of talk about how you've struggled with you and Andrew the being shunned from the cool kids, and you know, how do you feel about that now?
Yeah, it's good. You know, it's like, yeah, it's like fairy tale ending, isn't it? You know, where your dreams come true in the face of complete and utter hopelessness.
So what was it like at the start? Because, I mean, you were completely different. And what was it like for you and Andrew at the start, playing in bars or wherever you played? What was it actually like?
Yeah, it was just all right. You know, it was a few more people started turning up, you know what I mean? It was just okay. We didn't really think anything of it, you know. We just thought it was just a fad that would go away, but it, you know, it grew and grew, you know what I mean?
Are you drinking Yorkshire tea?
No, I'm not. I'm drinking. Can I see you? Can I put my video on? Or
yeah,
have you
sure.
not got one? There we go. I didn't know whether or not you wanted it on, so I didn't request, just
no,
in case.
Can you see me now?
Hey, how you
sorry
doing?
About that.
I'm sorry. Right.
The technical spares are out of you and the guys.
No. sorry, what was the question? Sorry.
It was, are you drinking Yorkshire tea? I know you like your Yorkshire tea.
No, I'm not. I'm drinking. What is it? Oh, fuck, I forgot what it is. It's like some healthy type thing.
Is that kind of herbal tea?
Yeah, it is. But I'm not. You know, I don't shy away from like teas at night. I'll have one if I fancy it, you know what I mean?
Sure.
That's about as rock and roll as I get now, you know what I mean?
No, that's great. And your up and coming album, it's brilliant. Have you got any other sort of plans to where you want to take it, where the music want to go, and lyric wise?
I don't know. Have you heard it? Have you been sent it?
I've heard Mork and Mindy, but I haven't heard the other stuff, no.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much, though. Yeah, I don't know. We plan to tour again next year and then the year after that and keep going, I guess. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think without the gigs, it's made it all feel a bit flat. And
sure.
Like, it's really weird trying to release an album.
Yeah.
Because everything else around it, the gigs, kind of face-to-face interviews, they've all gone, you know what I mean? So it feels a little bit... just a bit weird, you know what I mean?
Yeah, sure. And what sort of you know, Andrew's persona on stage is great to watch, and I sort of listened to one of the interviews that, you know, he sort of just comes out with these beats and you sort of put lyrics together. Is that sort of how it happens, or do you sort of have some lyrics and then he sort of comes in, or just sort of collaborate that together?
Yeah, a bit. It can vary, you know what I mean? He can come in with some music and... I can bung something to it straight away, and then, you know, we've near enough got a song within an hour. He'll send me music, I'll work on it for weeks, months, or whatever. Or, you know what I mean, we'll just come together, we'll make something up from scratch. So it varies in how it does it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, sure.
But it generally circulates around those three things.
Yeah. And the crowd that you pulled, I'll talk about the power station in Auckland. It was amazing, the energy in there. I brought a friend of mine with me, and she's, you know, it was the first time she'd been to or heard of Sleaford Mogs. And yeah. And she really enjoyed it. But, she, you know, we noticed that the energy in there was really, really intense. Like the people were quite intense. Is that, and you sort of very cleverly play with it when you sing and your energy on the stage. Is that something you do naturally, or is it something you sort of work on? You're watching the crowd and you're sort of playing with it the whole time, or?
Yeah, you just like, you get, you know, that was the first night of the tour, so you kind of halfway through the tour, then you really, really kind of well oiled, do you know what I mean? But I mean, we do a lot of gigs, so it's like these days, it's like you get on stage and you just, it just happens, and yeah,
sure.
You kind of do play, you play with the tensions, and you try to have a healthy balance of like comedy. Don't take yourself too seriously. You
sure.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
But also at the same time to be accurate and to be on time and to deliver it as good as it is on the record. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, you're extremely on point when, you know, I'm watching you on stage, it's extremely on point. And, one thing is the lyrics. It's just, you know the crowd really get into the lyrics that you sing and you know how you portray that, you know, as you're, when you're on stage. Is there anything that you really enjoy, what, you know, a song that you really enjoy singing? I mean, Job Seeker is such a classic, and you talk about, if you go over again, the start of it, when you the very start of Job Seeker, and it's it was from a place where you worked, is that right? It was the way measurements,
yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Explain that a bit better.
You were getting the temperature of the chicken.
That's right, yeah.
And recording the temperature of the chicken, and that was your job all day. So I thought that was really interesting as a kind of intro, you know what I mean?
That was brilliant.
Just to kind of paint the scene. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah. I mean, Job Seeker is such a brilliant, genius lyrics, and, you know, the NHS with the SES, I'll pull your pants down, fuck off, I'm going home, Job Seeker. You know, it's just genius lyrics, and I think it's really clever stuff. And one thing I really love about, you know, your music and Andrew's as well, is that, you know, not many people had the balls to actually sing like that. You know, you really just took it by the balls and said, okay, fuckers, take this. If you like it, you like it. If you're not going to like it, we don't even care. And you just kept on going and kept on going. Is that kind of how you sort of feel about it as well? Or is it like...
Yeah, I do. Yeah, that's how it was, you know. And then that's how it was for a long time. Even before I met Andrew, when I was doing it on my own.
Sure.
It was... You know, I gave up quite a few times in my head, but I just kept going. I think the longest break I had was 6 months.
Sure.
Where I didn't do any writing at all. It just collapsed for me. And then I slowly started writing again. So, I think it was a classic thing of never give up, just keep going. And, and although that's easy to say, in
it's
reality,
bloody hard it's to
do. Well, no, it's harder. It's a lot harder. But if you do stick to it, if you try not to lose sight of it too much, then I think eventually it pays off for you, you know
what
I mean?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, and I think that's half the fun of it. I mean, you look back at, you know, the hurdles that you probably have to jump and the, you know, the struggles that you probably went through and where you are now, it's kind of makes it all, you know, a cliche, makes it all worth it, but it's part of the enjoyment is the hard bits and the hurdles that get thrown at you and how you sort of overcome it and how you handle yourself in those situations, I think really, like you said, pays off in the long run, which obviously it's paying off for you guys and... It's absolutely wonderful. How did you meet Andrew, by the way?
I met him at a club where I was doing a gig. I was supporting some noise artist from Los Angeles. And I finished my gig and went downstairs to have a cigarette. And he was in the downstairs bar DJing. And I asked him what the music was he was playing. And he said it was his own music.
Yeah.
And so I then immediately asked him if he wanted to get together, you know what I mean?
Nice.
And, you know, he kind of hesitantly gave me his contact details and that was it, really.
Yeah, nice.
It took about 2 years, a year and a half.
Yeah.
And we started to get somewhere.
Yeah, nice. No, really good. Rubber Chickens, you got issues with Rubber Chickens?
No, I just thought, again, it's just something that made us laugh. You know what I mean?
I just love the way Andrew just stands there so calm. Like, it's not even an issue. It's
I know, but you know, you need touring to do that. That gives all these ideas, you know what I mean? But
sure.
Without it, you kind of, your imagination goes a bit flat, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and do you love touring? Is it something you really love doing, or is it something sort of...
I mean, it's where the money is. So yeah,
sure.
It's where the income is. But obviously, at the same time, I love it as well. It's... I like traveling. I like playing gigs. Mm. I like the challenge of, you know, doing it every night, keeping spirits high, you know, not getting too down in the dumps, because it can be quite lonely, you know.
Sure.
What I mean?
Yeah.
But you know, and all of these things are great things to try and battle every day, I think. So I do miss it for that, yeah.
Jason, thank you so much for talking to me.
No worries, no worries.
I really appreciate it. You're absolute, you know, a legend, and I'm a huge fan of your stuff. Looking forward to all the more stuff that comes out, and Mork and Mindy, you know, it's just. It's